I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than the lovely Laurie Haynes. Welcome, honey.
Oh, thanks, Vic. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm not too bad, babe. Yeah, I am. I feel a little bit like, I don't know why I'm about to tell you this. I should be asking you the questions you should be venting to me, but I feel like I've got a million plates spinning in the air at the moment, and I'm stressed to fucking death.
Air them. That's what I'm here for.
No, I think like it's just like, I think it's just an adulting thing. Like, you know, you feel like you're sort of doing a million things, but never doing anything quite right. And I don't know, I just feel a bit like I'm failing and drowning at the moor. So yeah, I'm stressed out, but I'm really excited to speak to you. How are you?
I'm very well, very well, very busy. And yeah, just a reference on that as well, Vic, like I understand exactly what it feels like to be spinning multiple plates, and no matter which direction you're going, it feels like they're always dropping. And when they drop, they crash hard. So do you know what? When things get like that, I tend to just write down a big list and then sort of work out like what's a priority and what's not, and yeah, what needs to be done, and what am I actually doing like right and wrong. So I do feel where you're coming from there, 100%.
I think everyone can sort of relate. Like, life's busy, it's stressful. I honestly, babe, like, don't know how you do it, because obviously we've got the dogs and the house and the full-time jobs and the busy social schedule and all the rest of it. But also, you guys have that put with kids on top. Like, what the fuck? And so many kids as well.
I literally was explaining this to my friend the other day. He was like, we haven't done a long walk together in ages. I'm like, yeah, because I've got 3 kids and a dog, and the dog is very needy dog, needs as much attention as a kid, hence she is like my daughter as well. And I also have a fiance. I also am running a startup business. I'm also running my other businesses so I can still financially survive while starting a new business, as well as filming a reality show, doing podcasts, talking to people, helping people. I mean, the list never ends. And sometimes you do crash. Every so often, every few weeks, I'll crash and normally revert to the biscuit tin or chocolate.
Is that your go-to? Is it?
And then I feel even worse. And then I feel even worse. And then I feel like I've let myself down. And I have to go back through that whole cycle of resetting myself. And it's just an ongoing thing. I mean, that's why it's called a journey, right?
Yeah. And you know, babe, don't be too hard on yourself. Like, listen, we've probably got very similar coping mechanisms. I just had apple crumble and custard for breakfast because I was stressed. So good.
I love apple crumble and custard. Oh,
and it was the perfect like autumn warmer as well. Like Erkan sat across from us with his smoked salmon and his spinach, feeling very smug. And I was like, you know what? The one of us doing this wrong and it's fucking not me, mate. I'm really happy.
But I feel on your apple crumble.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you before I forget. More crumble, less apple, medium ratio of custard. What is your go-to with the apple crumble, though? Because it's a big...
I would actually prefer more crumble than apple.
And, yes.
And I
yes.
want it absolutely drowning in a tsunami of custard.
Yeah, so it needs armbands to swim. Yeah. Yeah. So I always ask that question because some people are like, no, like just a little thin bit of the biscuit on top. And I'm like, no, it's basically a plate of apples with... Nah.
Get yourself on a register. That's disgraceful. Could be far worse, mate. Like, coping mechanisms back in the day, like, were probably a lot more unhealthier than going for the biscuit tin. So, no, be kind to yourself as well. I feel like we're all allowed a little wobble, a little moment. And if it's a bit of confectionery, there's worse things in the world.
Yeah, do you know what it is as well? It's like, We're going away soon, and when I was picking them up in the shop, I picked them up, put them back, went and got the rest of my stuff, went and picked them back up again and put them back. And then I was like, nah, fuck it. Do you know what? We need them for the plane. Then the kids might need them. But in the back of my mind, that little voice was saying, this is a conspiracy. You're going to eat them. You're going to eat them. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I put them in the fridge. Fern went to have one. I went, no, they're for the plane. The next day, she went, who the fuck's ate all them biscuits? And I was like, oh, well, it just, I had one, and before I knew it, I had five. And now I'm in the gym running like a crazy man to try and burn it off because I feel guilty. So
I've got to ask, Laurie, like, we're talking about biscuits, and I don't mean to make a sweeping generalization, but being super concerned about, you know, eating sugary stuff and looking a certain way, that's traditionally a female hang-up. Is this something you've always had, or have you found it's been exacerbated because you're now in the public eye with Fern?
I don't know. It could be a little bit of a mixture of both, if I'm honest. But then, I don't. There's a part of me that, growing up, we couldn't really just help ourselves to chocolate because there might have only been a couple of bars in the fridge, and we had to share them or whatever. Like, you couldn't just go in and blitz five penguin bars. Like, that would have cost £2. My mum couldn't have afforded that. So now I'm like, well, I can. So there's that. That comes in. Then it's like, oh, you've been so good. And sometimes I give in to sort of the instant gratification of,
Yeah.
I've trained hard for 2 weeks, I deserve it.
But you
But
do
then I
deserve you
also,
do deserve a
yeah.
penguin every now and then. We all do.
Do
You
you know what
shouldn't
it
live with
is?
me. I'm terrible.
Nah,
I
Vic,
will allow you anything. I rationalize everything in my head. I'm like, I deserve this.
I'm going to give you one big go-to now, right? M&S have just released these new
Stop.
biscuits. They're Bourbons or custard creams in chocolate.
Dipped in chocolate. I've already heard about them. I've already heard.
Nah, but the whole packet's about 1500 calories, so you're going to wipe your whole day
Yeah, well, I fucking would as well, and I wouldn't even think twice. I'd happily do it, mate. Sitting there watching Big Brother without a care in the world.
Yeah,
I'm
packet after packet.
such a sweet person. You've got a sweet tooth, haven't you, based on this conversation?
Bad, bad, bad. Like, literally, I was on a walk yesterday, and my pal, who's a right gym guy, was like, you ain't gonna do the biscuits again tonight, are you? I was like,
No.
nah. But in my mind, I'm going, yes, you are. And I'm like, did he hear me say that? Did I say that out loud? Because he was like, you will, won't you? I was like, what? No?
No, honestly, you are all of us, Laurie, with the biscuit tin. Like, don't even think about it. It's very
But I'm
relatable.
not now for at least a week. We're going on holiday in a week's time. Do you know what? I can do a week. I can
Yeah.
do a week. Like,
It'll
sugar
help.
addictions are bad. They are bad. Like, they take over people's lives. And sometimes it does get me. And yeah, 7 days. I'm going to do 7 days. That's my target.
Oh, at least it's not heroin, mate. Could be
No.
worse.
It, yeah, it could be. I can always compare it to that and make myself feel a lot better.
That's what I do.
Brilliant.
We touched on it briefly there, but obviously you're going out with my gorgeous friend Fern. I'm sure
I
lots of
am.
people would be very interested, if they've been living under a rock and haven't heard this story already, but to find out how you guys met.
Oh, wow. So it actually started on Instagram, me being me,
Yep.
just sort of going through Instagram. And there she was. She popped up on the Explore page looking absolutely stunning in a bikini. On the beach, and being the little pervert that I am, I sort of clicked on the picture and just thought, oh,
Bit of
I
me.
like that. Yeah, a
Yeah.
bit of me. So then I sent her a DM, but why not?
Were you that
Yeah,
straightforward? What was the
just sent her a DM.
escalation? Was it straight away?
It was literally, she replied straight away because she just landed in Dubai where I was living. She was coming from the Maldives. So that picture was obviously a few days old. It was just floating around on the Explore page like they do. And so, yeah, so she replied. And then, do you know what? We didn't stop DMing non-stop from there. And then it went to WhatsApp. We tried meeting a few times in Dubai, but I was busy one night. She was busy. So it almost didn't happen. And I was like, look, let's just make it happen because it's not going to otherwise. I'm not going to be back in the UK. And she was like, no, you're right. Come tonight. I was like, oh, tonight. Oh, it's sort of like I was a bit nervous, and I was like, right, let's get it done. So I went and met her that night, and we had some dinner because she was with some mutual friends that I knew that were staying in the same hotel. And they were messaging me, like, are you coming to the hotel tonight? I was like, yeah. And they're like, well, we're staying here as well. So I messaged Fern, I was like, you with these guys? She's like, oh, yeah, we're all here. So ended up being a little frenzy gathering, and Do you know what? I ended up getting her to change her flights and stay out there for a bit longer.
What? After like a first date?
After a first date. And then the minute she went home, I was like, look, I want to see you again. I flew her back there a week later. And then after that, I come back and the rest was history. That was it. She was like, move in with me. I was like, yeah, no problem. Like, yeah. Why not?
Exactly. When you know, though, don't you?
When you know. And I'm like, look, I love everything about you. Why would I not want to see you every day? Let's just, yeah. I'm like, I was so like happy when she asked me. I was like, yeah, let's do it. No problem.
You seem very open about your feelings, Laurie, and very in touch with your emotions, which is very refreshing. I say this as someone who's going out with a toxically masculine little Turkish man who has never said anything that sweet about me in like going on 5 years. So like, that's really refreshing. Have you always been this way?
Do you know what? I've always been quite romantic to a degree, but with Fern, I always wanted to sort of go above and beyond because I've never really been in love like that. Obviously, you have your 16-year-old love and you think your world's ending when you break up. Then you have a sort of teenage. Yeah, you have like a teenage love in your 20s and you think, oh, maybe this is the one, but it's not. And it takes, I don't know, it takes a lot of maturity to for you to get to a level of maturity before you realize like, yeah, I want to have like more kids and get married and I want to do these things now. And we just connected literally from the start and it hasn't been no different since. Like, it's, and also I feel like the universe really placed us together at the right time because, you know, I was so mentally strong and done so much work and I was in such a good place that I could have taken on the world. And I feel like I was placed in Fern's life at that point to be that rock for her. And it's just, and then she was my rock and she always is. So it's like, it's like a to and fro sort of thing. And we've just really just rebounded off each other ever since. It's been almost 2 years now.
God, that's absolutely flawed, mate. Oh,
do you know what?
It hasn't. I know what you're going to say.
We've moved house, which is top three most stressful things in the world, scientifically. Yeah. Like, we've moved house, we've got a dog, we've had a baby, we've got engaged, we've filmed 4 series for a show, like... We have done so much, launched a business. So yeah,
don't do things by halves, babe. Dears.
No, we don't. We don't. So that 2 years for me, no, it feels about 10, 15 years.
Oh
yeah,
I'm sure Fern's gonna love you in that, Lauren.
No, she would totally agree. It's like when we go 2 years, we're like, how have we done so much in that time frame? Like how?
It is amazing when I think of it. I thought you'd been together a lot longer, in fairness, because you have crammed an awful lot of living into a short space of time. But yeah. I suppose, like, and I would say this to Fern's face, you know, after everything she's been through, she hasn't had the best look. Like, when you know if you meet a nice man and things are right, like, I can't blame her for wanting to move fast, quite frankly.
Nah, I think it's also when you get to a certain age, like I said, you just know, like, and you don't have time for bullshit anymore and excuses and crap. And it's just like, do you know what? We love each other. We're happy. We laugh every day. Like, that's what life's about.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I I get dead mad when I think about it, right? Because obviously I met Erkan off the back of a breakdown of a relationship with somebody else. And everybody, when I first started talking, there was loads of people in my DMs, mate. Honestly, they were fucking lit, right? I could have had me pick. I was a lot younger back then. But I remember Erkan was the only one I really wanted to talk to, and like we're talking and chatting, and it moved on to
See why. He's a good looking guy, let's be honest.
And he's so nice. Like I joke about him being like emotionally unavailable. But he's so sweet and his heart's completely in the right place. So yeah, I remember when I went to see him and that, and everyone was like, oh yeah, everyone's encouraging us to like get myself back out there. But when it came to me sort of realizing I was falling for him and wanting something serious, everyone was like, slow down, like you've been hurt, blah, blah, blah. You don't, this could be a rebound. I'm like, is he in it for the right reason? Do you know, asking us all these questions. And you know, I didn't listen to all that noise. Like I'm quite a headstrong person. Like I thought I'm going to find out what this is on my own. And if it doesn't work out, that's on me. But I've been hurt before. What's the worst that can happen? And if it does, wouldn't that be amazing? And luckily for me, like it has worked out. But sometimes I get so mad about when I think about all those people who were like, don't do it. You're going too fast. You need time to heal and grieve. And I think if I'd have listened to you, I could have potentially lost out on Erkan, and he is my person. So no, I always think, go at your own pace. Everybody's different. Only you know what's right for you. So
it's also like, as well, because I can so resonate with that, Vic, because we obviously had the same thing. Like people were bombarding me like, oh, blah, 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 blah. You could do better. You can do this. And they said to her, oh my God, what are you doing with him? I mean, even to now, I still get trolled, right? And people would say things like, oh, you're driving her car, you're a ponce, you're doing... And I'm like, where do you get this ludicrous information from? Because it's actually my car, and it's our house, and we do things together. Like, where do you get these illusions from? And it's sort of like, it just spirals. And I'm like, so... What do you think? I just sit at home and Fern feeds me grapes or something? Like,
who the fuck calls an adult a ponce? Sorry.
Oh, don't. It's the craziest thing. But you all know the same, because it's being in the public eye. It comes with its pros and cons, and usually the cons come in mass volume, and that's the sort of things they would come up and say. Like, yeah.
There's always something. Like it's like kids, you know, like kids will always find something to pick on somebody for. And like the trolling mentality is exactly the same. It hasn't moved on. It's very playground. It's just a bit pathetic. So yeah, I can see you don't take it personally, but Jesus Christ, absolutely do not. Like,
do you know, it's hard. Sometimes it can be hard. Like I don't absorb that, but reading it sometimes it can come in floods, and it is quite difficult because obviously it was never my world. So, you know, and it can get difficult at times, but it's like I spend so much time actually helping people in the DMs, like talking through problems, because I know what it's like to be on the other end of something and not having help. So I always go that extra way to help someone. I mean, I stopped someone committing suicide the other day, and for me, that's like a massive thing in my life. Like, wow, I've stopped someone. I've kept this human on this planet. Like, yeah. But then people would comment and go, are you medically trained? You shouldn't be speaking to people. And I'm like,
they'll always find something. Like, we've done a good thing. Yeah. But it's like, you know, when people do charity work and stuff, I see on people's platforms, they're like, why did you film this? Why did you feel the need? And it's like, well, hang on a second. Like, this person is doing a good thing. They're putting it out there in the hopes that it'll encourage some other people to do a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even if it is virtual signaling, who cares? It's the end result is the same. More people doing nice stuff. And you think, what are you doing to help?
Exactly. Yeah. You're doing nothing. And also it's like, if I want to share something to get a little bit of praise to help reward my dopamine system so I can do more things to help people, then give me a pat on the back. Because sometimes everyone needs a pat on the back, because we are human.
Do you know what? That's very important. I love a bit of validation, me. And you can get loads from Instagram. It is a good place for it. But it's also a dance. What goes up must come down. Light and shade, babe. So I suppose
100%.
Got to take those likes and well done's with a ponce every now and then, unfortunately.
This is exactly what I said. Like, I was talking to you the other day about it, and they were like, but how do you really take it? Like, surely it damages your mental health. And I'm like, but all the good stuff, which is 80% of the time, you can't expect good without bad, especially in those situations. So Yeah, it's been, as I said, it's almost 2 years now, so I'm kind of used to it. We've had a few storms, so I've weathered it, and yeah, so it's just a part and parcel for me now.
It is. And it's Fern's life. And she is somebody you want to spend your life with. So it's something you had to essentially become accustomed to. But I suppose when you first met her and you fell in love with like Fern the person, what was the thing that made you think, oh, she's the one? Did you even consider her lifestyle and how that would affect you?
And
Or
that's
was
the
it all just like she's actually just a PR rocket?
no. Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. When I first saw the Instagram thing, I was like, "Oh, I'd love to bang her." I'm a typical guy. I'm a typical guy. I was a single man. I was on the scene, and I was like, "Oh, I'd love to bang her." And then I just sent her a message. Right? She's fit. I thought, do you know what? Wow. And
She is
I
pretty
didn't
fit.
realize, like, obviously, I've heard of her name over the years. Like, I've heard of all different people's names over the years, but I didn't know half of the things she's done in her life and career. I didn't know that when she was going to do a post of me and her, we were sat in a restaurant. She went, I'm going to post this. I didn't even go, oh, really? I didn't even think about anything.
Yeah.
And then my whole world changed in minutes. And you just don't expect it, you don't know. So it was quite a shock for me, I'll be honest with you. I was a bit like, well, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah. You
And then it,
did you have to learn very fast as well?
oh, so fast. And what I've had to do very, very much at the start is I then didn't want to dig to find out who this person was, because it doesn't matter who they was before. And but then when I was like, how famous is this girl? What's going on? So then you like, but you don't want to start watching old clips and scenes and this and that.
Oh
So
yeah, don't go down the wormhole, mate.
No. So
Oof.
I've never done that, because I didn't want to, because this is the person I know right now.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, and she always put her cards on the table. She was very open and honest with me from day one. And I could never have asked for any more, really. So it's literally been the best relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
And she's just like, literally, I'm not gonna just constantly blow smoke, but she is like so perfect. And when I was talking to a few of my friends the other day, we were going through a difficult time, because some of them are married, some of them are just in relationships.
Yeah.
And I was like, in the back of my mind, I didn't want to make them feel worse. I was
We were
thinking,
thinking, I can't relate because my bird's class.
I was thinking, she's fucking actually really like perfect. Like, she's just so easygoing. Like, of course she has her
Yeah.
little moments. Like, who fucking doesn't? But she's like literally perfect. So yeah,
Oh,
I was
Laurie, will
like,
you please spend more time with Erkan so he starts saying things like this? Because I bet you he's got a fucking list of the things that I do that get
but
on
you
his
know what?
tits.
It's only because we're getting on really well. If we would have had a bad morning, I'd have been going, yeah, she's all right. Yeah, she's
Yeah,
annoying.
of course, but we all have those
Yeah.
moments, you know. It's part and parcel of being in an adult relationship. There are highs and lows.
100%. Especially when some of us have still got our inner child there. And especially when, like, we're still getting to know people and know their ways and things. Everyone's different in life. And that's something that we've had to really digest and try and work with it. Just understand that everybody's different,
Yeah.
because they
But
are.
they are, and like everybody, I suppose, I think relationships are difficult because you think predominantly about what you want. And that's a natural like human instinct, you know, it's like you're hungry, what you need from this relationship, what you want to do at the weekend, like whatever it is, you know, whether it's very basic, very primal, or whether it's like a bit more complex. But I think being part of a healthy adult relationship is realizing, you know, like there's two of you in it and you need to sort of consider the other person's feelings as well, which actually doesn't come naturally to me. I'm quite selfish. I don't
Nope,
know about
or
you.
me. So I had to do a lot of work
Yeah.
to do that. And as has Fern, and she'll say that as well, like, it does take a lot of work to actually go, well, hold on, if I do that, that's going to affect that. And it's just, yeah, but it's about making it work. And like, that's something that I've never wanted to do in previous relationships, because it was never my forever place. And I think when you know somewhere and someone is forever,
You want to be better, and you
you
want the
have to.
relationship, yeah, and you want the
You have
relationship to be the
to,
best.
because it's not going to work otherwise. And that's something like that I try and give as much advice to people that always ask, like, how do you get through this and that? Because I've met a new partner and they've got sort of traumas from their past and it comes out. And I'm like, if you really want to be with that person, you've got to learn how to manage it and work on it together. And that's something that's very crucial in a healthy relationship, which whatever healthy is to anyone, everyone's got a different perception on healthy.
I remember when I first started going out to work, and we've probably been seeing each other about three to six months, somewhere in that phase. And it was all been very like light and fluffy until then, you know, like exciting dates, hiding from the paps, like just introducing us slowly to each other's like in friends. It was super cute. And I remember it was starting to get real and we had a row, and like my default, like, I suppose row setting is fucking lunatic. At least it was until I met Erkan. And I just started shouting at him, you know, in the same way I'd communicated with ex-boyfriends in the past, because that's how they used to communicate with me, you know. I remember shouting and I remember he just stood there looking at us and he was like, why are you talking to us like that when you meant to like us? And I remember bursting into tears and being like, I'm so sorry. This is just the only way anyone has ever communicated to me. And that's what I grew up hearing, you know? So it was all I'd ever known. And I remember looking at him and in that moment, hating myself and being desperate to be better. So yeah, we very, like, don't get us wrong, every so often, like, we'll have a little quibble or whatever, but we very rarely row because he's not like that. And it's made me realize there's different and better ways to communicate.
Yes. You know? Like yin and yang. It works.
Yeah. Bad, isn't it, mate? Is that you and her have that same dynamic? Who keeps each other calm? Because I think you're fiery, you know, actually.
I'm actually, do you know what? At the start of the relationship, I was the most calm one out of the both of us. And
should be through then, a lot. Fernhead.
Yeah. But now she's like worked so hard on herself and achieved so much. She's took it in her stride to really like, she's now the calm one. And
flip the script, bitch.
Literally flipped it. And then it's like, I don't know. When we row now, we don't row like, it's normally just a dispute.
It's not bloody murder. It's more like a disagreement.
No. Yeah. And I feel like as you get older, that sort of comes natural. I mean, we don't slam doors. We don't chuck phones. We don't swear loud. Like it's, I feel like it comes with age and you just get to know each other's boundaries and there's always a line that people you can't cross. And yeah. I think when you know there's a line there, a level of respect, you know, you know not to push it. And then you can always come back from anything, providing you don't break that boundary. So that's something I always keep in the front of my mind when I'm really angry or whatever, like, don't go across that line.
Don't go too far.
You can't go back.
Well, I've known Fern for nearly 10 years now, Laurie, and I've got to say this is like the happiest and like the most content I think I've ever seen her. It's got to be a bit of a testament to you and your lovely relationship. So I just want to say thank you for making me friend really happy, I suppose.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you know what? It's been a journey, and the same thing is like, you know, even with Sunday taking on someone else's child as well and blending the families as such, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm dying to talk to you about all of that, but sadly, it is the end of part one. I'm going to run for a wee because I have a tiny bladder. In part two, we're going to talk blended families. We're going to talk not-so-baby Sunday, gorgeous baby Finty, and of course, the lovely, fluffy Clemmy too.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.